I'm not gonna lie to myself. People are looking forward to me running 9.4s, 19.0 maybe, 18, anything that's amazing. People, that's why people are coming to the Olympics. And I want to do all of that. So the main aim is always for me personally, is to defend my titles and win. So for me, I'm going out there to win, definitely. I'm not worried about times. But if I can run fast, if I can go 9.4s, that'd be an honor for me because that's what the people want to see. They want to see my personality, me enjoying doing crazy stuff, but they also want to see that time. They want to be amazed. So I'm working as hard as possible. Hopefully I can go as fast as possible. I want to win. I want to defend my titles, and that's what I'm here to do. But if I go out and execute right and I'm fit enough and I can run 9.4, then if it comes, it's just a bonus for me, and people love it. So
Usain Bolt talking about going under 9.5 seconds for the 100 metres. It would be amazing to see him do it. And according to Mark Denny, this may well be very close to the absolute limit of how fast anyone can ever run. He's been using the historical record to analyse where running limits might lie. His calculation is that 9.48 seconds is the fastest time the 100 metres could ever be run in. I wonder what Bolt would make of that.
There's some strange statistics that go into this. So what we do is we take the historical record and match it to a mathematical function that says, okay, there's a limit out there. We don't know what the limit is. We'll just take the history and overlay it on this equation and see what that plateau is going to be. So having fit it to that equation, you can then go back to history and say, okay, what's the shape of the variation around that plateau? And one of the odd things about statistical distributions is that some of them have defined limits to them. The best example I can think of here, if you'll take a minute for a little bit of math, is if you walk into a casino and the deal is if you're going to flip a coin. If it comes up heads, you pay the house a dollar. If it comes up tails, they pay you a dollar. And we're going to do this 1,000 times. Well, on average, everybody comes out even. You know, they win half the time, you win half the time, and it's a wash. Most variation would be within a few dollars of that. But at the same time, the most money you could ever win is $1,000. But that's incredibly, incredibly unlikely, and you can't do any better than that. Well, it turns out that for some distributions of things like running speed, you end up with that same kind of absolute limit. So what I threw at this was something called the statistics of extremes, looking at the distribution around that model, and then said, okay, what's the prediction from that as to how far above that average plateau somebody could ever get? So that's the prediction of 9.48 seconds for the 100 meters was looking at the projected plateau and then all the variation around that, what would the fastest actually be? And that's the average prediction for that. I can accept this as a scientist, but as a human being, nah, somebody's always going to go faster. Which is why, I mean, some people ask me, okay, you've predicted 9.48 for Usain Bolt. Are you going to be disappointed if he breaks that? No, I think it'd be fabulous if he broke it. I think it'd be fabulous if he ran 9.39 and was clearly the fastest ever. I would love to be there to watch that race, but I wouldn't put any money on it.